Hello and welcome to another episode of Ash Friendly. I am your host, Seal Jones. I want to thank everyone. I deeply appreciate it. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and to everyone else around you. Well, folks, today we're going to talk about thanking everyone that has helped me create Ash Friendly. When I mean about helping me create Ash Friendly, I mean helping me build up to the person I am today that has the courage and strength to create Ash Friendly. I want to talk about the negative first of all the people that have stolen mass amounts of money from me, that have spit upon me, that have just wiped their food, like their foot on me, and thought that I was a useless piece of trash. I know what it's like not to fit in, and they made me not fit in. I know what it's like not to be accepted, and I was making sure I'm not accepted. I'm not mad at them. I'm not angry at them. I had to learn lessons about how the world works. I had to learn things, what it is to play the game, what people are after, and to filter out people who are here to help me, who people want to hurt me, people who want to take advantage of me, and to really go in depth of what a want is. I never understood that as I was younger because I was still a child or a kid at my younger ages, from my teens into my 20s, still my 30s. I still believed in a lot of good things in this world, but that just really isn't true. But what I come to find out, it is true. I just never had the right environment in the right space to allow that love, compassion, and tenderness I have for humanity, for myself, for my family. And now I do. When I mean the people to take advantage of me, to steal my money, because I always believed in myself, but I always put trust in the wrong people. And I had to learn and filter out these people and know who they were. And now I do. Not perfect at it, but I know when people are trying to use me. I know when people are trying to take advantage of me and to step on me so they can get above me or get whatever they want. I no longer allow them to come near me. They have tried many times to hurt me, to destroy who I am and become evil, and I never let them. My money is always replaceable. The things that I own are always replaceable. A friendship is always replaceable. And I'm not talking about a deep friendship that you have over the years with people and you build it over decades and decades and go through times and tough things and rough things and pleasurable things and loving things. I'm just talking about a new friendship and learning what their intentions are, how they're going to use me. It took me a long time to figure that out, but over about 40 years of being scammed, being stolen from, being abused by others and not seeing it, not knowing who my real friends were, who my semi-friends were, who the people were there who actually really liked me for who I was or just liked me for what I had to offer them. Now I don't allow many people to come into my life like that until I can understand what their intentions are. The people that I've had around my life have supported me for multiple years, decades. I have friends for 30 years, 40 years. My relationship now is over 12 years old. And I love all of them because they love me for who I am, not what I can offer, not for what I can do, and not for my money. They love me for me. They want to see me succeed and they want me to be at a place at peace. That's why they've supported me over the years. So to the people that out there that are listening to me, that have hurt me, hurt the people around me, hurt the organizations that I'm trying to run as Ash Friendly, I forgive you. I understand what you were doing. And I get it, because that's the game that people play. To steal, to rob, to mutilate and deceive, and to crush anything so they can just get their hands on their money. I forgive you, and I forgive myself for trusting you. but you can't do it anymore. Enough of the bad. Now it's time for the good. Thank you to all the people that really has helped me along my way of being when I was younger, allowing me to eat, allowing me to drink, to have a safe place, to be myself, to be carefree, to know that my greatest features and my greatest abilities are love, understanding, compassion, empathy, and to be able to be accepted by that. It was never to make any money. My wants in life was never to be really rich. I was never chasing money. I chased spirituality. I chased to be myself, and I invested in myself over and over again, even though I countlessly failed, but I always gained self-esteem, self-respect, and understanding. And more empathy for the people around me, for animals, and for living beings. With that, and with everything going on, all the good people helping me out, it's even more now. Evil never comes knocking on my door anymore because they know they're not allowed to. They don't come around anymore because I have nothing to offer them. They can't persuade me to do something I don't want to do just to get money or just to get something. I want to build this on the right path in the right way. And the people around me who have supported me and loved me for me and wanted me to succeed because they know what I have to offer is for everybody, and it's just absolutely stunning to look at, to be part of, to feel. When you're dealing with Ash Friendly, that is who I am. I'm excitement. I'm a loving being. I'm creative. I am for providing people housing, water, food, shelter, protecting people's barriers, keeping them safe, and allowing them to be themselves. And the people around me did not want ever to give that up. I can tell you, my cousins who I've known for over 40 years, from my friends I've known for over 40 years, to my family that has supported me from day one they adopted me, and said, this child is a special human being and a loving human being. How can I help him? But they understood they could not teach me things, everyone at once. I had to learn on my own, fail, grow, fail, grow. And they still supported me. And at my lowest, which was last year, when evil came around and stole $51,000 from me to create Ash Friendly, and I have no way to get it back, they said, no, you can't give up. Just because a major corporation stole your money, just because some troll stole your money, doesn't mean you give up. We keep finding ways. And they have pushed me and pushed me to get to this point. To get to the point in October or November when my app comes out, to finally be there. To finally have a representation for the poor, the disabled, and the people that have abused their whole life. That is my target market. And those are the people that I help out. They help themselves out by helping themselves first, then helping the others, and then helping their family, and then helping the world. But it all goes back to them first. This app allows them to help themselves. This app allows them to gain what they need, because I was given what I needed. Sometimes I needed shelter. Sometimes I needed love. Sometimes I needed to be respected. Sometimes I needed food. Sometimes I needed clothing. I was always given those things to keep moving forward, to finding your own way. Because I was never supposed to be in corporate world. I was never supposed to be in the military. I was never put to be in these certain positions, only to learn for a little bit, understand, and move on so I can absorb all the culture around me. So when I curated Ash Friendly, it is something beautiful and loving, and you can just see it and feel it. The second you download the app, you will feel the power you have and what it takes to be part of Ash Friendly. And everyone has the ability to be part of it. That is why I thank the people that protected me, the ones that care for me. Now, the ones that are around now can see all their hard work, all their things that they've done. If you came in part of my life, even for a split second, holding the door open to me, You did your part to help me get to this point. If you offered me a space in line, or you saved a seat for me, or you just protected me when I was down, or you just looked at me and said, man, what is this guy doing? He's eating a muffin so happy. Eating that apple like a champion because he's so happy. But you kept me there. People want me to bring this to people. People want me to be very happy, boisterous, loud, contagious, because there's not much happiness out there in the world. It's if you watch the news, it's all hate, violence, and destroying. Ash Friendly builds, and there is not many companies that just builds in a way that is proper, in a way that respectful, that's going to one day change how we interact with each other, change how we deal with politics, change what we're doing in our lives. This is for adults. This is not for someone who's a kid or a child. But an adult is someone who's of the age of 18. If they want to join or be part, they're more than welcome to. And I thank everyone for letting me be part of their life when I could. I hope that I inspired them when I could. I hope that I showed them the way when I could. When I made mistakes, I paid for them. All of them. All of my mistakes I've ever paid for, I have paid for. I've asked for forgiveness for myself, from the people that I may have hurt by words or by actions, but I've never done anything to harm, to ever hurt anyone, or to make anyone feel awful. I tried my best, but certain times or certain body languages, that hurts people. But I keep learning how to be extremely more respectful to everyone. And so I thank all of the people and friends. When you see Ash Friendly, when you see myself, when you see the people around me, that is you. You helped me get me there. And I don't care if I met you for a second or a minute or I've known you for 40 years. You helped me. And I thank you. Well, folks, I hope you enjoy today's podcast. I deeply appreciate it. If you can love yourself, love the people around you, and the environment a little more every day, we'll continue to make the world a safer and beautiful place. Thank you for listening to Ash Friendly. Have a wonderful night.